Yo, it's your boy Johnny Mac here at Fox Hole Radio. It's going down, baby.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Brandy.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best night of my life. Yeah, I'm going to play this at my wedding right there.
The best night of your life?
Well, you should have played this at your divorce.
Oh, that's cold.
I heard she played it. why is it so low? Pick it up. Yeah. That's enough. We get it right next week.
Best night sipping
beer. Yo, what's going on? It's a Fox Hole Radio, baby. Sirius XM 98 is going down. And out of my man Jamie Foxx, who's not here, I would like to say, what's cracking? Other than the crack of your ass. We're going to do a quick roll call. Everybody knows who's in the house. She's looking sexy as ever.
That's right.
Love the hair.
I know.
Love the bangs.
I can give you the best night of your life.
Yeah, by dropping her off at somebody else's house.
Thank you.
Don't like the outfit. You used to be sexy, but right now you're disappointing me. I done put on clean drawers for nothing. Who we got over to my right-hand side?
It's Brandy McGee. Don't let the sweet face fool ya.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome.
So what happened? Why are you wearing clothes? I don't get it.
Why am I wearing clothes? Johnny Mac, I've been
hilarious.
I've been busy this week.
Impossible.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Busy dressing. You look country and all that stuff.
I'm comfortable. I've been in the office all day, 5 days a week. I'm working right now on a new TV series. And then also my agent finally kicked into gear, so I've been auditioning all week long.
Auditioning for
one
what?
Yesterday.
What?
Commercials.
For what product?
What audition didn't you get?
What were you auditioning for?
Yeah.
Well, I can't really tell you because I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement yesterday to even do the audition.
Impossible.
Oh, get
a non-disclosure. What the fuck are you auditioning for that you can't tell nobody?
It's Toy Story 4?
It'd be Sex Toy Story 4. She not, is it coming to America or coming to Inglewood? Which one you audition for?
Cousin Skeeter 2.
Hilarious.
Well, why you can't say what it is?
Because actually this one was for a commercial and it's for a product that they don't want anybody to know about yet.
What is it?
Female product?
The man version of IUDs? What is it?
If I told you, that would kind of mess up the whole non-disclosure agreement.
Is it a black product? Man. Was it black actresses or just nondescript actresses?
It was a lot. It was a bunch of different people.
Different people?
Mm-hmm. Different races, ethnicities, or just different people?
Gosh, am I going to get into there were black people and there were families.
You don't have to worry about the disclosure thing. You're not going to get the part.
You're not going to
you don't have to worry about getting fired or anything.
That's horrible, Louis.
They tweeted when you came in like she ain't going to make it. That was your tweet during your audition process. Well, good luck with that, Brandy McGee. I hope you get the audition because, you know, for so many years you haven't got it. I want to see how it feels to get it. I really wish you get the role. Is there anything I can do? Want me to call somebody?
You know what? You can make any call that you want to make, Johnny Mac, on my behalf.
You got to tell me what's it about that I can call.
Okay, I'll whisper it in your ear.
Okay. I know people. I know all niggas.
You know Jamie Foxx.
First of all, I used to work at the unemployment office. I know a gang of niggas. Over here, we got my man, 10 grand, with a brand new shirt on. He got a brand new shirt, but some old armpit stains.
No.
It's my man, 10 grand, who we got on my right hand.
Lou Dix.
Suck a lot of.
No, I was about to say I'm in suck a lot of joy, but that didn't come out right. That didn't come out
yet. The joy.
That means I'm joyful. I'm happy as heck.
To suck a lot of?
No, not suck a lot. Because in
you sucked a lot of joy down your throat.
2 days. No, I've never sucked anything in my throat. Don't even accept Hall's cough drop.
You spit it out?
No, John, that's nasty, Johnny Mac. I ain't sucking.
Suck a lot of joy.
I am.
You'll swallow a spitter. Are you just going to hold it in your mouth if somebody else come in the room?
He gargles.
Oh, y'all being straight nasty.
He got sperm mouth rinse.
Let me go above this fray. And on Monday, I, as a parent, and much respect to all the parents out there who are doing it.
Questionable
not the only
parent.
One. My son and I are getting on the plane, and I am taking him to Morehouse and delivering him to football camp. I am.
What color dress is he going to wear?
Oh, that's wrong, Johnny Mac. He is.
Because you know that they got a no dress code.
And no
heels or no dress.
We've discussed the homosexuality that's heavy down there, and we're pretty. His mom and I are pretty. Confident that he will remain a heterosexual.
Well, how can you know?
Because he likes girls and he has a girlfriend and he's been caught having sex.
Okay. Oh, well, geez.
And you know what's crazy about that? When you smiling and bragging that your son got caught having sex.
Right.
But last week when you thought your daughter was having sex, your fucking face was long
denial.
As
yes.
Jay Leno.
That was, there is a double standard there. I have to agree. There's a double standard. I'm glad he's heterosexual.
Right. No, you're glad that he's having sex.
With girls.
Females,
with girls.
But you was upset that you thought your daughter was having sex with dudes.
Well, what, yes. What if your daughter was having sex with females?
No, that's not going to happen.
Then I'm going to call her my daughter.
Come here,
I'm going to go there and adopt both of them. Like, you know what?
But I got to say, shout out to all the parents who are preparing their kids for college because it is so expensive.
How much you spend on skinny jeans?
Oh, that's wrong, Brandy. That's wrong. We didn't know. We got them on sale.
I heard you started wearing a skinny jean, but you cut the back pockets out.
No, that's
speedy. Now they call you a skinny ass.
Hilarious.
No, so shout out to all you parents who are going in your bank accounts, starting bank accounts for him. We had to start a bank account for him, different things, and much respect to all
if
of you.
If I go to college, you start a bank account for me?
No, you have to be told by the lawyer to do that.
I don't get
what they gonna do with me.
Anyway, moving right along, down at the end of the table, my main man,
$10,000.
He was the leader of the Black Panther Party until they caught him at a meeting with a white woman.
She was fine though.
Last name Max.
Uh huh.
First name Johnny.
Uh huh.
Middle name is motherfucking.
Yeah.
And when I see him, I say, "There goes Johnny,
motherfucking Max." I said, "Hold that white bitch for me until I." Now here's the
story. Wait, Clarence Thomas, tell us what happened.
Here's the thing. I went out with this white girl.
Say it again, Seal.
I went out. This white boy just came in and I said, "White girl." It's crazy. They just appeared. I don't know.
Okay.
That your dad?
Oh, hey, what's up, man? I watched your show, man. Your show was funny.
Your show was funny, man.
Yeah,
good
man.
Job.
That's that Italian guy that we had on last week that wrote a book. I don't know his name.
White boy.
White dude. Anyway, back to Johnny motherfucking Mac.
I know I teased y'all last week about I went out with a white girl. It happened by accident. I was out with a black girl at the time, and we was at this bar. We had a little lounge, and then my girl got him went to the bathroom. And so my girl went to the bathroom. The white girl said, "Hey, you know, I blah, 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 I know you. I want to talk to you. Here's my number." I said, "Oh, shit." She said, "You have a card." I gave her my card. Before I can get home from the black girl, she had already called me.
What?
Wait, so you saying you was out on a date with the sister.
Right.
And when she went to the bathroom.
Right.
The white chick crept in and slid you her number.
And I appreciated that.
So the white girl did some affirmative action?
Yeah. So I appreciated the white girl. You know, she gave me up. I had never been out with a white girl in my life. So I said, fuck it. Never? She was bold. Never. I've never been out with a white girl. It's crazy. So she was bold enough to do it. I said, fuck it. I'm going to go out with you to see what happened. So we got together.
Wow.
We went out for dinner and drinks. And here's what shocked me. It's true. What everybody been saying, all the jokes you've been saying for years. So I go into my pocket to get my little chunk of change to pay for the dinner and the drink. She said, no.
She brought out her white girl. I'll pay for a black man's
card. She said, I'll pay for it. She said, I invited you out, so I'm going to pay.
She popped my Visa card out.
Thank you for your meal.
That was my American Express she popped on you.
Man, this guy, we watched the show. He was on the air. Guys, no negativity allowed here is his brand. I mean, guys, big hand for Grant Cardone, our friend.
Thank you.
What's up, Grant? How you been?
Why walk in y'all talking about white people like that?
Because I went out for the first time. I went out on a date with a white girl.
Did you shut it down? That's what I want to know.
No, because I wasn't familiar.
You didn't know what to do with it?
No, I wasn't familiar with the territory. I didn't know.
You do the same thing, right?
I don't know. I've never been out.
I've never been out with one.
But she, like I said, as we paid for dinner and drinks, she went in her purse and brought out the credit card and paid for. And I had a little chunk of change in my pocket. She's like, no, I invited you out. I want to take you. I'm like, really?
You know, there's a lot of brothers sitting there right now. Can I get her number?
Was she
so
fine?
I was. I don't know. If she was fine.
How do you mean? You don't know?
Never let a woman pay for the meal ever. Under any conditions.
Well, hold on. Don't attack me.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm just telling you, man. Never let a white woman pay the meal.
You see the size of these goddamn shoulders.
Never. Because she wants something.
Exactly.
And she's going to get something.
She wants something from you,
this is coming from an Italian man sitting at the end of our table. Thank you so much. I was going to tell you that. But y'all wouldn't believe me because I was just an angry sister.
No, Brandy, you know me.
Brandy,
have you ever seen me be cheap or any? I don't go Dutch. I've always. But she insisted. It got to the point where I was like, I would have been insulting her. She's like, no, I invited you. I'm like, no, I got it. Trust me. She kept going on and going like, no, please, please. I'm like, no, I've never had nobody pay for my dinner or drinks. I always pay for my own shit. She's like, no, I invited you. So I said, fuck it. And she paid for it. And then,
Did you fuck it?
No, I couldn't.
You couldn't do
Why
it?
Why not? You couldn't get with it?
I wasn't ready yet.
That's good, Johnny Mac. You should take your time.
Cause I've never been out with a white girl. It was unfamiliar territory. I didn't know, you know, so I didn't know. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. Now I've been out with a million black girls, but I always fuck. But I didn't know what to do in a situation. But what I'm trying to get to was like you said, was she fine? I didn't know if she was fine or not.
Oh.
Because I don't have a white girl meter yet. I don't know. Oh. You know, I know the pretty white girls. I know Mila, the girl from Friends of Benefit. I know she's pretty.
Mila Kunis.
And I love Catherine Heigl. I mean,
Catherine Heigl.
And Heigl, and I like, you know, I know those people. That's fine. Those kind of people.
I don't think that girl in Benefits is that good looking. I don't like
no,
her
she's
attitude.
Fine. So I didn't really know.
She's got a little stanky attitude.
I didn't want to be out with the ugly white girl. Everybody be laughing at me. You know what I'm saying? But she had ass, though.
So I
know ass in any race and ethnicity. I know ass.
So with all that,
do you know what ass look like? You know ass, right?
I do know ass.
You do know ass. He's smiling.
And
like
I do know. I do know it's not white and it's not black. It's pink.
Not really, because when I walked into
what
this
mean,
place
dude?
In Encino,
it's pink, man.
Every me and her went to dinner in Encino. Everybody in there turned and looked at me and her. I'm
nah,
like, you know,
that was you thinking that, man.
No, I know. When I'm in the booth by myself, and next thing you know, it's five people in the booth. Like, hey, so what are you guys doing? I'm like, I don't know.
They weren't looking at you, Johnny. They weren't looking at y'all because you were interracial, Johnny Mac. They were checking out your locks, your long, luxurious locks.
That's
no, they
right.
were looking
That's
at that
right.
wanted poster that was on there, and they said, hey, that looks like him.
That might be true, because I was going to stick up the joint. You know, we can talk about that later. So I don't know if this girl is pretty or not, but she was really polite.
Yeah.
It was a great evening, and we went our separate ways, and she called me several times since then. I'm like, I don't know if I can
So, when y'all going back out again?
I don't know if I can do it again.
He's not.
Did you take a picture with your camera phone? Because I'll be the judge. I'll let you know if she's
ugly.
No, I'll
let you know if she's ugly.
Yeah, I don't take pictures.
But you know what? If you got to figure out if she's ugly, she's ugly.
That's right.
But here's the thing.
Yeah. You got to think about it. If you're in doubt,
when I was coming down the escalator, this is no bullshit. Every black guy who was coming down the escalator looked up at her.
Well, you said she was a white chick with ass. That happens all the time.
Yeah, black guys
they don't
have
even
no.
get to the face.
Yeah, these brothers have no. You finally got you a publicist. Good for you. I'm sure it's one person.
But I didn't hit it.
That's right.
I didn't hit it. I did not hit it. I don't know if I'm going to go back out with her again.
You're not going out with her, man. Somebody else is doing that right now.
That's
They're
okay.
tapping it hard.
That's okay. That don't move me.
And you know what? That's a great question.
So what are y'all doing here today? What y'all talking about?
No, but we were just – Johnny Mac was bringing up the whole white girl thing, and it's interesting. Yeah. Is it still a big deal with the interracial couple thing? Does it really bother you, or do you look twice? I don't.
It don't bother me, no.
Yeah, I don't.
Give us a call and let us know what you think about it. 855-369-9898.
Nah, it's not a big – well, I know in Hollywood, California, it's not a big thing because you see it all day, every day.
I think it was quite the opposite. When I moved here with my guy, and he was black, and it was like for a long time, we were like, yo, are we the only like black-on-black
couple? I know, that is a trick.
Like, it's like,
yeah,
it
that
black-on-black
was a crime.
Dude, my wife is 2 inches taller than me. Is that a weird deal?
No.
What is 2 inches? I mean, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
So she's 5'10".
And then she puts those spikes on at 5 inches. Then it's 7 inches difference, you know?
I used to tower over my ex-boyfriend. Everybody at this table actually.
Yeah, you sure did.
Towered over him.
See, it makes me feel strong.
It's only a problem, Johnny. It's only a problem if your wife is 2 inches longer than you.
That is a problem. That's a Hollywood problem. That's a West Hollywood problem.
That'd have been a great joke. You would have got it out.
I know.
He was so surprised to have a good joke, he didn't know how to get it out.
I know.
It'd been a while since he had a good joke.
I know. I was stuttering.
It sat there in the head too long.
Yeah, which was longer, your good joke or your sabbatical? Which one is longer? Lou Dixon had sex in 4 years. We'll talk about that later.
Hilarious.
But no,
are you shocked by that?
No, I'm not shocked by that.
Oh, that's cold, man.
He's studying for the priesthood.
No. But you know what? Your show, I watched the show.
His robes come pre-stained.
Yeah, which one did you see?
I saw the dealership one with the family dealership.
Right.
And they were some raggly people, man. But you got them together.
Did they beat up, man?
They were some raggly people, Johnny, man.
But what happened? I didn't see the show.
You didn't see the show, Johnny?
That was.
What night was it?
It was.
Oh, man.
He
it was
came
Father's
to
Day.
Help a company that
you were out with the white chick.
The company had been around for like 30 years or whatever. Family owned.
64 years they've been in business.
And they came in and I know. It was a while ago. Tell us about the show.
It was a show called Turnaround King, where I went into business. It was unscripted. Truly unscripted. Most of this reality is not unscripted.
How you spell unscripted? How you spell
whatever. That? If you got to figure it out, it's ugly.
I never heard of scripted.
So,
what's up, Black?
And I went into these companies, and basically I mystery shopped them on camera.
Right.
And see the experience I'm going to have. They don't know who I am at that moment. And I go in, and they're struggling businesses, and they mishandled me, and it's all caught on camera. And then I go in there and talk to them about
it. What do you mean by they mishandled you? What do you mean?
Like you did the white chick.
Oh, yeah, cool. They made you pay for some shit.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, I go in there, and I'm standing outside. It's 38 degrees in New Jersey.
God damn.
And I'm standing outside looking at a $64,000 truck. Nobody comes out and waits on me. Why?
Well, welcome to our world.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, is that what happens
That's
there?
That's what happens to brothers when you go to the wrong neighborhood.
Yeah. Really? I mean, any neighborhood.
Yeah.
But not true. A lot of times the cops wait on you.
That's funny. When you're in a dealership, the cops will come say, "Can I help you?"
You're like, what? So they mishandled you.
So anyway, we go in there and we basically capture on video what the business is doing wrong, and then we spend the next 4 or 5 days correcting it. We turn that business around. They had a 30% turnaround.
How much is that in dollars?
Well, this company in net dollars would have been, I don't know, a couple $100,000.
Oh, that is shit.
Well, it is when you're only making 20.
Oh, shit. Ah, good point. Man, wake up to my world. I can go get a half a key right now and work my way to the top. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Anyway, we got a phone call from Maryland. We're going to go to Lady K. What's the K for? Kinky. What's up, Lady K?
What's up, family?
What's up, lady?
How y'all doing?
I'm good. Doing great.
How you doing, Lady
K? Good. My issue with interracial dating is black men. My problem with black men is they constantly down black women as justification for dating white women.
You're right.
Is that it?
Yeah, I was waiting for the rest, but if that's it, you do have a point.
She don't.
What's the point?
No,
I don't get the point.
I'm not saying everybody, because I don't make blanket statements about people, but there has been a little bit of a backlash against the black woman nowadays, and it all comes from, oh, we're going to date other women of other races because you guys are black women are angry, you guys are no fun, you guys are, you know, and so.
Won't suck, you know, no.
Yeah, but, well, that, you know.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. Go ahead, Mac.
I don't believe in that. I don't think we as black men are putting down or degrading any black woman. A man has the right to date whoever and whatever. Now, I just went out for the experience.
Right.
And I like the fact that she was bold enough. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was actually funny. You know what I'm saying? Because she asked me, is that your girlfriend? Like, nah, this is my friend. We're just hanging out having drinks. She's like, oh, do you have a card? I said, yeah. She's like, you know,
she
I gave her my business card. And before I came home, she had already called me.
She snaked
so
a girl.
I just thought it was funny. It's not, you know, I'm not putting down. Why would I put down a black woman? Black women are beautiful. White women are beautiful. Everybody is beautiful. But the man or woman, because she said, I, what I don't like about interracial dating is that the black men, hey, what about what the white girl did?
She snaked her girl.
But why is it anybody's fault? Why I just can't date the white girl because she got ass? Why I just can't like her ass?
Now, Johnny Mac, I do believe, I know that you, I've seen you appreciate sisters. You do buy drinks. You've got me tipsy on a numerous occasion.
But I had a reason behind that.
He had some intentions.
So
I tried to get you tipsy so I could use my tip.
So, you know, I'm not counting you in that. But
right,
but there are some guys out there that kind of have that attitude of like, that's really kind of anti-sister, and that's kind of frustrating. That's all I got.
Lou Diggs, how you feel about that?
Okay, the thing is, I just
would
think,
you date a black man?
Thank you.
You know what? I've never dated a white girl.
Really?
No. Never dated a white girl, never dated an Asian. It's been all black. And I just think that you sisters are a little too sensitive. You do too much documentation as far as a man's attitude and his joy. Leave that alone. Let him be a man. Stop micromanaging who he is. And that's one of the things that they say the other cultures don't. They don't. And one reason the other cultures can't is because they don't know you. See, a black woman right now feels they know you to such a degree that they can micromanage you. You don't. I'm evolving. I'm getting better. And in words of Zoe, go deeper.
I don't know.
And if she give me the shot, I will go deeper. But you know, that was a great point, Lou Diggs. That's a great point. And it's not a flaw of why a man would date out his race. It's not anything wrong with the black girl or the white girl or the Asian girl. He just choose to go out with somebody that was nice and polite, whatever. It's not that I'm discrediting saying bad things about the black girl. It's not that. It's just that somebody wanted to date. I don't really date white girl. That's my first. I feel bad right now. That's my first and only date with the white bro.
What did she smell like, Johnny?
The white bro had ass. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now. ass is my weakness. That's my weakness. Anybody with ass, you got me. That I was weak.
What if Lewis had ass? Would
you,
would
know
you
what,
be weak?
You know what, Brandy?
I said any girl.
You said anybody.
Oh. Any girl.
Said, I think you said anybody.
Well, Lewis don't
and
have
And I noticed
body.
You looking at my ass when I came in here. And I'm white.
No, we're going to get a little richer for that.
So, but let me ask you guys this, okay?
Okay.
I mean, if everybody's really black.
Well, I know what you're talking about, the theory that everybody evolved from Africa, so
please,
theoretically
I mean,
we're all black.
Please, I'm Italian. The Italians are made of Tunisians and the Greek. So I am black.
What part of Italy are your people from?
Well, the north and the south.
And what part of you is black?
Well, I don't know.
The north or the south?
What part of my body?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But what does it all matter? I mean, look, if I was with a Korean chick, would it matter? If I was with a chick from Mexico, would it matter? I mean, I don't understand the lady's question about
it. Because you know, Hannibal did conquer. You know, Hannibal the Conqueror.
What color was Hannibal?
He was black.
Exactly. What color was Jesus?
So I'm saying, who?
Jesus.
Well, Jesus was African American.
Jesus shut it off for Jesus Christ.
Are you talking about Jesus or Jesus?
Jesus or Jesus.
I mean, what Jesus you talking about? Because I know a black Jesus, and I know Jesus shut it off. I don't know what Jesus... Yeah. You talking about?
Jesus, I don't know what Jesus, man. Jesus played for the Celtics.
I'll tell you
exactly, man.
You guys, I understand where the young lady was coming from, and
of
I'm
course
tell
you would.
You,
was she a young lady?
No, because first of all, what she's upset about is what exactly Lewis came back and did, and you guys were okay with it. Lewis said that black women micromanage. Well, if you assume that all black women are some way, and then you turn against them because of that, then of course it's going to create some sort of animosity.
No, they micromanage black men.
But you're saying all black women micromanage black
men? Well, not all, but 95% of them, yes.
No, that's...
And you know what? We got to go to a break and come right back. We got callers on the line. I don't know how we got into this interracial
date
thing.
Because of your date?
I want to apologize for going out with a hunky white girl. I apologize. We're going to come right back to the Foxhole. Sirius 98, XM 98. Please give us a call. Be right back. Woo-hoo.
Chicks and the fast when it comes to the grass.
Hey!
I know that she's gotta have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down? So I said,
boom!
I like the way you work it. No diggity. I got to pack it up.
Pack it up, guys.
I like the way you work it. No diggity. I got to pack it
up. Cut it off. That was hot in the 90s. We had a hot top fade. They were doing it.
Obvious the white man has left the room.
Yeah, he was making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, he was a little too white.
Yeah, he was trying to encourage me to go out with Cinderella, and I'm with that.
But the interesting thing that he fell on the whole tip of everybody being black, Jesus, and so he knew how to work the room.
I don't know if Jesus was black. I wouldn't.
You don't think he?
I'm gonna really say Jesus was black.
He had woolly hair.
No, that's it. That's when he comes back in his glory. He's gonna have hair like lamb wool. Eyes like flaming fire, skin like bronze. That's in his full
Johnny
glory.
Mack?
Yes, but Johnny Mack, that's because
you
his
saw
hair,
man,
that's
you
because
saw
his
man,
hair was braided until he came back.
If you saw a man walking down the street, look like that, eyes like flaming fire, hair like lamb wool, white as snow, you'd be scared to death of this dude.
Wait, hold on. So describe how he's going to look when he comes
in
back.
In his full glory.
So he's going to have?
Hair like lamb wool, white as snow, eyes like flaming fire, skin like bronze.
And I would say, Johnny motherfucking Mac.
You won't make it to heaven, honey, unless you sit on my lap. Y'all may be glad I ain't Jesus.
Right. You wouldn't
It'd
let
be
me
a
in?
Whole,
I wouldn't get in?
You would get in.
I would get in.
You would get in.
Would Lou get
would
in?
Would I get in?
Not really.
Whoa. That's cold, Johnny Mac. You know, I'd be sitting right next to
you. I'd be all girls. It'd be all girls. No, we got another call on the line, my man. We're going to Denver.
I wonder if he's going to be black or white.
303 area code.
I don't know what he's going to be. We got
What's
my
up,
man,
Mike?
10 grand Mike, on the line. What up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Mike, you're black.
Yeah, man.
What are you doing in Denver?
With a white girlfriend.
Work police program? Witness protection program? What's going on?
Yeah.
You got a white girlfriend.
Man, you know, it's some black folks out here in Denver. You know, man, y'all gotta make a trip out here and come see. You know
Even
what
the
saying?
Broncos got white horses, but keep going.
Hey, check this out, Johnny Mac. Man, my situation, man, is similar. What I was saying was I never dated a white girl, man. All my life, up until about 5 years ago, I ended up marrying this girl.
What?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, why?
My wife just paid for the dinner.
Okay. And the reason why I married her is because I love her. I love her. Do I still struggle?
You need a Kleenex?
Let me do this. I still struggle sometimes with, like, maybe I shouldn't be, you know what? But that woman loves me, and I love her, and we got two beautiful kids together.
So y'all got some beige kids? Good.
Yeah, and we have two beautiful kids together, and everything is good, you know. But sometimes it gets hard, you know, because you do get the bad looks from the black girls sometimes, and and I kind of get looked at, and you know, people say, "Oh, you going back to your white girl? You going home to your white girl?" You know, and that gets hard sometimes. But people have to understand that it don't matter. You know, that the woman loves me to no end, and that's what it is. You know,
and none of your black women loved you.
No. Well, here's a good thing about that. You're black and she's white. You're already ready for a game of dominoes. That's all I got to say.
I wanted to ask you, Mike. Mike.
He left. Yes, the white girl hung up the phone.
Mike, what do you say to someone who says that to you out loud? What is your response? Yo, man, we with this white girl. Have you ever had to have a response? And what has it been that maybe someone else can use?
If the woman did what again? I'm sorry?
If someone out in public says something mean or just not nice to you and your wife and your kids are there, how do you respond?
That's already happened, bro. That's already happened.
Well, what happened? Tell us.
Well, I snapped off. I mean, I lost. You know, I'm not from Colorado. I mean, Colorado is very diverse. I'm from Omaha, which...
Oh, that's even blacker.
Right, exactly. So I snapped off because I'm not gonna sit there and let you talk bad about me and just make me and my wife and my kids in front of me. For one, I'm not no bitch, and for two, you're not gonna talk crazy to my family. You know, that's like somebody talking to your mama crazy. You're not gonna let anybody talk to your family.
Not really. I can get rid of the white girl. I can't get rid of my mama.
No, but marry somebody.
But Johnny Mac, this is your wife.
He don't understand that.
I don't know. But here's my thing. That comes part of the territory. That comes along with the territory. You know, as a black man, if you get with a white girl, people are going to ridicule you, going to look at you sideways. That's part of the get down. It's common. It's going to happen.
In 2010?
So, but it was funny for me. Mike said, I ain't from Denver. Shit, don't get it twisted. Yeah. I'm from Omaha.
Hilarious. Well, it sounds like he's in love. So if you really married this woman because you love her, congratulations.
That's
and more power to you.
Yeah, congratulations. We about to go to New Jersey. I'm hoping that the dude I had to smack around a little bit.
Jersey, Snooki.
What's up, Karen? What's going on? Karen?
Yeah?
What happened?
What's up, Karen?
I'm not in New Jersey.
Where are you from?
New York.
Well, that's what we said. We said New York.
New York, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm big enough, Queens. I'm just calling into comments about, black men dating white women. Don't get me wrong. I've had, like, two blonded, blue-eyed sister-in-laws that I love dearly. I just find that lately the younger guys are deliberately dating white girls. I have nephews that are doing it because they say white girls are easier to deal with than black girls. And I don't think that that's correct.
I don't think that's correct either.
I think all y'all crazy.
Yeah.
Women, exactly.
Yeah, it's hard to deal with a woman.
It's not just one race. It's across the board.
But here's my thing is that the first guy that called, the first young lady, Lady K, I as a black man allude this, we're not saying that something's wrong with a black woman. We're not saying that. I didn't like the fact that she said that the brothers, you know, talk bad about a sister and go get with the white girl. We're not doing that.
Yes,
my man from Denver that just called in, he said, you know, he dated black girls all his life. He just happened to fall in love with a white girl and he married her. That's all good. I'm not putting down any black girl at all. I only went out with one goddamn girl. It was one date.
Johnny Mac, you feeling guilty?
Yeah, like I'm Clarence Thomas or somebody.
Yeah, we feel you on the slippery slope.
Yeah, like
slope.
I brought the black girl to a Black Panther meeting over the Louis Farrakhan house. I just, shit, we went out and had appetizers and white chocolate martinis. Well, it's crazy we had a white chocolate martini. We get into that later.
I'm set up by the man.
Oh, so it was better than black chocolate. Is that what you're trying to say,
sorry,
Johnny Mac?
You could have had a dark chocolate.
The dark chocolate wasn't good enough?
Hey, but you know what? It was chocolate at the bottom.
Ooh, but you know Halle Berry understands you, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, long she ain't driving. Anyway, we're going to go to Chicago. In Chicago, they had this place, Park 52, has some great sea bass down there. Remember that sea bass?
Sea bass off the chain. Yeah, that was
you ever
good.
Had some food so good you put it in your hand and eat it because you didn't want to mess it up with the fork? I put the sea bass in my hand, and that's how I ate it. We get to that later.
Yeah, that sounds like some prison stuff.
Nah, that's how good it was. We're going to go to Chicago. We got PJ, not the pajamas, but PJ. What's happening with it?
PJ.
What's going on? What's going on, Pacho?
What's going on, pimpin'? You date white bitches?
He sound like a sellout, but go on.
Hey, look, I was calling. First of all, I wasn't calling about the interracial, but I do got to comment on that real quick. Uh-huh. My brother's married to a white woman. I'm married to a black girl. Uh-huh. And I have to say, man, it y'all right about the micromanagement, seriously, because, I mean, with her, I mean, I'm really envious, really.
about how he feels, you know what I mean, how he's...
Hello?
Okay.
So what is, his micromanaged wife wants to cut him off.
Yeah, that's who cut him off. She's like, cut this nigga minutes off.
That's horrible.
But it's not, to me, it's like, no disrespect, it's hard dealing with a woman. It's not a black woman or a white woman.
Thank you, John.
Women are crazy as cat shit. It's hard to deal. I guess it's hard for a woman to deal with a man. Whenever you got two people in one house, you got to learn each other, compromise with each other, and give and take with each other. It's going to be hard. That's why I kick all my girls out before the Soul Train come on. Hey, bitch, it's over and it's over.
Yeah,
this girl tried to scare me into my Johnny Mac. I might be pregnant. Like, bitch, please.
Yeah,
I came on your carpet. You ain't pregnant by me.
But because my thing with the micromanagement thing with the black women is to me, it's once someone knows you. It's like if you're with a girl for like over 5 years, white or black, and she knows you, she knows your family dynamics, she knows what makes you tick. That's what they start micromanaging, or they want to change. They think you should be – a lot of guys, if they dress one way, then all of a sudden you start seeing them dressing in nice shirts and stuff like that. They just got a girlfriend.
But that's a good thing. I don't mind if the girl can change me for the better because I'm a wretch undone. If a girl come in my life, you know, and change me for the better, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, but she starts off with things that you're cool with. Then she starts doing things that you – that's the way I do it.
Hey, maybe that bitch just don't like you. You ever thought about that? Hey, we about to go to Vegas. What's going on in Vegas? We got Avery from Vegas. Now, if we get the city wrong, don't come on this fucking phone and cuss at me. I don't, you know, I'm sorry. It says
what
Vegas.
Up, Avery?
I don't know if it's Las Vegas or Rental Vegas. I don't care. What's going on, Avery?
Hey, Shook.
What's up, baby?
I'm not going to curse at you. You're right. No, you're right. I'm in Las Vegas. I'm not cursing at you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Avery.
You sound like you fine.
Well, listen, I just called you.
Maybe not.
Because I'm listening to you guys. You guys are crazy, first of all. But
thank
I just
so
want to say, like, okay, my dad, of course, my dad is black. My mom is Puerto Rican. But, I mean, I guess that's, like, close to black.
That's right, Minnie Rippleton. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, anyway, after her, though, my dad only dates white women. That's all he dates. But, I mean, I don't care about that. That's fine. Because if that's who he likes, that's who he likes. Whatever. But my whole thing is, like,
I
date a white guy, and I get, like, crazy looks and, like, rude comments from black guys. So what about that? Like,
yep.
Are you good looking?
I wouldn't say that I'm ugly. No.
What would you say?
No, I
am. I really am.
I know I am. I just hate to sound conceited. But
so what it is, if the guy's not giving you bad looks, this is how we look. We see a fine black girl with a white guy, like, damn, I could have got with that. That's all we're doing. If I saw a fine black girl with a black dude, I'm still looking like, damn, I hate to meet married people. A fine married girl, because I'm like, I just found out this girl I'm working with right now, she got married like a month ago, and I hate it.
You hate it.
Because I had plans of trying to hit that later on down the road.
See, I think totally different. When I see a married couple, I'm like, 5 years, it's done. I'll get with it.
You guys are just horrible and cynical. So, when I see a married couple, I say, oh, my God, how lovely that they found
each other. Yeah, I start thinking how much it's going to cost them to get
so
out of it.
It's wonderful that they were able to share their life.
You have the right to date anybody that you want to. The problem comes in, like she said, when her dad only dates white girl.
That's
the
and
goddamn
you know why
problem.
Though? You know why though?
That's the problem.
That's Avery's fault. If she was a better daughter, he would have went to black women.
What?
No, I'm just joking. Come on, y'all.
Yes, you're twisted.
No, that's the problem when you only date white girls or the white girl only dates black men. That's the problem.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I hate when they say this, man, she got ass like a sister. Won't you just get the sister?
Exactly.
Now I want your black people to understand this is I had one date. We didn't hold hands, we didn't kiss, nothing. I just went out for the experience. I didn't
did
have sex with her.
When
I didn't do anything.
Did you rub up against it?
She got credit scored like a white girl.
Yeah, I don't do none of that. We about to go to Georgia. We got my man, 10 grand, Jermaine on the line. What's up, Jermaine?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's going on, pimping?
Yeah.
Give a little younger perspective. I'm 23, and I get a lot of flack. Well, not a lot of flack because I don't really date a whole lot of white women, but I have before. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is for me, is I'm a unique individual when it comes to, like, stuff that I like to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm real diverse. I listen to rap. I listen to rock. I listen to all that. So when I get a black chick in the car, I'm riding. You know what I'm saying? If I put on a rock station, they're going to look at me like, what the hell is this? You know what I'm saying? Whereas maybe a white chick wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, find that as odd or something. You know what I mean?
But if you're in the car with a white chick and you put on a hip-hop station, does she like, oh, what the hell is this?
Nah, but I'm saying most of them, to me, seem a little more accepting when it comes to that.
You know what? I'm tired of this shit, okay? I've been sitting here listening to you motherfuckers the whole time. And every time there has been a negative comment, this is what sisters are talking about. It's like, oh, well, you know, if I have a black woman, then they get mad about this. But white women are okay with it. If you know, there are black women out here who have diverse tastes in music, diverse tastes in art, all kinds of things. And you're just sitting here saying that if you have a black woman, then she's automatically going to not be, you know, not be accepting of you because of your taste. Find the right black woman. But don't blame that on all black women.
He didn't blame her.
I have not heard one positive.
He just said when they get in the car and they listen to a rock station, they look at him strange. You know, and they may say, who is that? Like when I get in my, most people think I'm crazy. So when I get in the car, I actually have gospel music playing in my car right now. And when the girls get in, they be like,
came from drinks and you trying to get with it?
Yeah, they look at me like, what is this? This is Smokey Norfolk. What are you talking about? I got, what's my man's name? Donnie McKirkland? I like gospel music. So they look at me as being strange because they don't look at me as that type of person. So when she got in the car with this black dude and he had rock and roll, that is a little strange.
Right, but that's not a character flaw. I don't even eat rock and roll black ice cream. Women, but you guys are making that seem like that's another reason why black women are less desirable.
He didn't say it was a flaw. We know, first of all, black women are desirable. Even white men look at you like, okay, the ass, the hips,
they
the
sure
calves,
do.
Everybody, even black women like black women. Everybody like black women. So it's not a knock on you. But we just talk about, like Avery called and said, her father only dates.
Right.
That's when it's a flaw. That's when it's something wrong.
I agree.
That's what you only date. Now, I'm going to quote my mother.
Now, the only problem I had with Jermaine and
Georgia.
I was going
to quote my mother.
Oh, go ahead.
Please go ahead.
Quote your mom.
Just cut my mother
it's
off.
It's way more important than Jermaine. You know, no, I wouldn't cut your mom off.
I was doing this TV show called Black Man Reveal once, and they were talking about, you know, dating white women, whatever the case may be. And then the guy screamed out and said, love is blind. So, I mean, I said that once to my mother. My mother said, yes, love is blind, but I'm not. You knew that was a white girl when you stepped to her.
Wow.
Love is blind, but I'm not.
Well,
write that down.
Yeah, I'm right there. But Jermaine, you're in Georgia driving around the ancient historical place, Georgia. I couldn't ride around Georgia with a white woman amongst those trees where blacks were hung and all that. That would bother me.
But you know what? Here's the thing. The funny thing about it, Jermaine,
yeah,
I wasn't
hung
coming
on all,
down
all
on you.
So
not
you can't go
tree.
Nowhere.
Not every tree.
I'm not.
No, I'm just saying.
Everybody,
Georgia,
everywhere in the South.
They got plantations. What I'm saying is just that if I was going to crack, if I was a black woman and saw a black guy with a white woman, I'd yell out that stuff. You know, in 1838, you know what happened in this road?
But Jermaine wasn't born in 1838 like you, Lou Dick, so it's different for him. You know what I mean? So there are, I agree.
See, that's
with
the problem with black women. See, a white woman wouldn't have said that to me, all right?
Oh, whatever.
You're a little sad.
Hey, you know what? Our producers gave me a great note. The younger generation, they don't care.
No, I think it's totally
it's just
okay.
Us, you know, and I actually don't mind. If you want to date, whoever you want to date, go do it, and I'm going to do it too. I'm going to look at some Asian girls, and it's like, you know, I'm going to go put on a Godzilla movie and call you over. Anyway, we're going to take a quick
break.
That's
wrong, man.
And come right back to the Foxhole Sirius XM 98.
Hey.
Give us a call. What's the number?
855-369-9898.
We're coming back to a new topic.
Yes, the day.
Yo, it's the Fox. We'll be back, baby. Sirius XM 98. Going down. It's my man Chris Brown right there. Deuces, I love that. I say it every morning to my one-night stand. Bitch, Deuces. I just got a fake hand in my bedroom for the bitch to get out. We'll talk about that later.
Is that what
right
that
now, that's what it means.
Deuces. As in two fingers, goodbye, I'm out of here.
So he does it
deuces.
To a girl, then he says deuces.
Yeah. At least close to the 21st century.
He does it to a girl.
At least get into
we should send Lou to college just so he can get up on some new shit.
Yeah, you want to learn some new shit?
Okay.
We're going to do a quick roll call and hoping about it. Lou Dix will be at least coming to 2003. I'd be happy if you get to 2003.
You should go to college with your son and just stay there. Just hang out there.
That's wrong, B.
Who we got right here with the beautiful hair and the nice princess?
It's Brandy McGee. Don't let the sweet face fool ya.
You know what? That t-shirt look a whole lot better if you was braless.
Anyway. And that's an angry black woman. Leave her alone.
Yeah, she is angry.
Yeah, she was a white girl. She would have said, don't let the pretty, cool face fool.
Yeah.
You still angry about
and
that?
I would have brought you some cookies.
Who? For the milk?
Yeah.
Are you still angry that black man has passed you by?
She don't even make brownies.
Black men don't pass me by.
She can't even bake.
I never had that issue, but I understand where the other sisters are coming from.
Ain't no black man ever passed you by.
Please, I will. I will.
I mean,
right
of course,
her.
There have been some that, yeah, cause like Lou, he doesn't like women at all.
No, don't even. I don't go there. I like women.
No, you don't.
I do.
Who we got right here? My man, 10 grand with the old ass ET beard. What's going on with it?
Hey, this is a shadow. Lou Dix.
Not really a shadow.
It is a shadow.
Like you got a face full of sugar.
I didn't use my just for men. And to our lefty.
Yo, are you introducing?
Yeah,
no, well, you. We're talking about you, Johnny motherfucking Mac.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas in the foxhole.
You know what's crazy? I dated one. I didn't even a date. I went out with one white bro.
Still
one.
A sellout.
Johnny
Mac, I don't have a problem with you dating the white chick. I mean, expand your horizons, but I think it's foul that she snaked a girl. Like, you should have just took
the
points off.
No, that wasn't a girl. It was my friend. I was out with a girl. And my girl went to the bathroom, and then we started talking, and she asked for my card.
Oh, weren't
so she didn't know the girl I was with.
Oh, she didn't know her.
No.
Oh, okay.
See, that's something a black woman would do.
See, that black woman don't ever leave me, bitch.
I would never.
That's
do
something
that.
A black woman.
It's
would
the black
do.
Girl fault. She shouldn't have left me.
That's right.
She shouldn't have left me, bitch.
She can't go pee.
You should have worn a diaper, bitch. We'll still be together,
hey,
bitch.
Callie has some talent, and Watts, of course, has some talent. The young boy is only 26 years old.
Young man.
Young man. Okay. Young boy is a phrase in Philly. Young boy is a phrase.
We ain't in Philly, nigga.
So what? He's a songwriter, singer, producer. He wrote that cool song, Deuces.
Yep.
With Chris Brown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Even though I'm going to ask him later if he stepped to Chris. He also wrote on the Last Train to Paris with P. Diddy album.
Paris, Texas?
No, that's the name of the song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Last Train to Paris.
You got to say what part of Paris. I don't know. I've never.
Last Train to Paris was a song. I remember that.
I'm international, but it comes with pancakes.
Hey, he's the second oldest of three sisters and one brother, which I really like. That means he's an older brother. Guys, how about a hand, guys? His new single coming out is Money on the Floor. It's out now, guys. How about a hand for the one and only Kevin McCall? We say K-Mack.
K-Mack.
What's up, Foxhole?
What's going on, brother? Now, I recently had the pleasure or the honor. I don't want to say pleasure. I'm talking to a dude. I recently had the honor of running into you at my man's Fox House. And you was working on that song with Mark Anthony.
Honey Bottles.
That song is off the chain. Tell me what's going on with that song. And when y'all going to release that? That motherfucker is off the chain.
It's called 100 Bottles?
100 Bottles.
That's an old song. 99 Beers, a Bottle on the Wall.
Oh. How old are you? This motherfucker older than back pockets on pants.
Say your truth, like just being up there at Fox House, like everything is real spontaneous. They put me on the spot, so I just was trying to come up with something real quick.
Right.
So I don't know when it's coming out or none of that, but you know, I know it's banging.
Well, you've had success.
Immediately.
It should come out. It should come out right now while I'm in shape.
Is it a hip hop song or what kind of song?
In the wintertime, nigga, I look like a baby alligator with a brand new yellow belly, nigga. You got to come out while I'm in shape. We get into that later.
Is it a club song or?
It's a club song. It's a club song. It's basically about popping bottles in the club.
You probably going to have to explain that to Lou. He doesn't know what popping bottles means.
I know.
Remember when you and Abraham and Moses used to go out? So you recently had success as a songwriter. You worked for many, many cats, and you also sing. So what is more gratifying to you, to sing or to write a song that's a hit?
Being an artist comes first. You know, I did the producing and writing thing just because I had to use it as a means to get on. You know, but
so you're basically saying you was using Chris Brown. Keep going.
I had to use that to be put around the right people to you know, even be heard as an artist. So, you know, being an artist comes first.
So I was just wondering, when you're around those artists that you write for and know you're probably more talented than them and you can deliver it, is it hard for you to give up that song? Because, like, I'm looking at you now, and you got to say this, no homo, but you were an athlete, Division I athlete.
Right.
Chris Brown have athlete feet to keep going.
No, I'm saying Chris Brown is a scrawny guy that can dance.
He can ball, though.
But
he
I'm what ball. I'm saying.
He can ball. He can hoop.
He can't hoop.
He ran me off the court.
I saw him.
When I was in New York.
Did he post you up?
I can't play basketball.
Your arms are too big for basketball.
Yeah, you're a football player. Can he beat you in football?
All I can do is run track, play football.
Can he beat you in the front seat of a car?
Nah, he went to college on a thumb wrestling scholarship. Hey, but you played football, right?
Right, right.
And you got a scholarship to go.
I played for Washington State 4 years.
What position?
Running back.
What happened?
Yeah.
I put it to the side for music.
Now you
I
got
had
hit.
A trial
you
with the
hit.
Oakland Raiders.
Well, ho. Wait a minute. That's my team.
Yeah. My coach, my running back coach at the time, his name was Kelly Skipper. He came from UCLA.
Uh-huh.
He used to coach Deshaun Foster.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Coach Skip. But, you know, I had a
How was the Raiders training camp? Let's talk about that.
I didn't go.
Let's talk about the Raiders training camp.
I didn't do it.
What?
I moved back home. I said I want to do music. I'm back in L.A.
What?
Football, I did that. I got my degree. I did what I was supposed to do.
Now, that's sad when he don't even want to go to the Raiders. That's how bad you are.
Kind of hurt my feelings right there,
if the Eagles had called him, he'd be there.
K-Mac, I was a fan of yours. Kind of hurt my feelings right there.
I just wanted to be respected. Like, if I went to the NFL and tried to rap and be the rapping football player, people wouldn't fuck with me like they would if I just came out just singing.
What was your 40 time?
4.38.
God damn, we can still use you, baby. What are you talking about? You can make the team right now. I know people down in Oakland.
Wow,
I know people. I know people down at Wingstop. I know people down at the Home Depot. I got your back. We need to get in there. So let's talk about your music career. Right. You know, what's amazing is I actually heard you sing.
Yeah.
So, and then I heard you rap.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it?
I prefer to sing, but, you know, if you can do it, I say why hold back punches, you know? So I try to just do everything, whether it's producing, rapping, whether it's doing country music. Whatever I could get my hands on, White I try girls. To do it and try to be great at it, you know.
Now, you was at Washington State playing football. Let's,
right.
A lot of white people up there.
Hunky white pitchers out there. And then you're a football player.
Did I play in the snow is what you want to know.
Yeah, did you have – I don't like to say white pitchers. Did you have a few white pitchers out there when you was playing football? You're a strong black athlete.
Strong black buck.
I hate when people say athlete. It's not an F in that, is it? Okay, we'll talk about that later. Did you have a few white girls?
Did I play in the snow?
Yeah. Did you go dashing through the snow?
Give me that Becky.
I can tell by the look of pleasure on his face at the end.
No.
So he said white girl, this motherfucker started laughing.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I had plenty of opportunities too. I may have slipped and fell in the snow a couple of times. But for me, it was more of a front because the black community was 2% black my whole school.
Oh.
That's including Africans, black, whatever thing black. It's only
2%. Damn.
So it was a small circle. So if you mess with one black girl, you know, everybody know.
That's same like Hollywood.
So, the black girls liked me because I was the only football player who tried not to mess with the white girls.
Damn.
It was kind of public with.
Right.
Even though I probably slipped on the low and did a little something.
Well,
that made all the black girls like
me. Now, why were
you
hiding it?
Why was I hiding? I wasn't really hiding
it. Because he could get more bitches. If he go with one black girl, he's through. But if he get a gang of white bitches, he could have a plethora.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. He have no reason to hide it.
Look at who invited him again?
Look at this nigga right here.
And he just walk in like he can walk into the mic. You're not invited twice.
This is my man just walked in.
Get this shit started.
Gary G thing.
Hey, what it do, y'all? I'm sorry I'm late.
With a gay,
gas down the hill.
With a gay green line.
Let me tell you something.
On.
The Crips is outside looking for you to get all their paraphernalia back.
Well, right now, G thing, we're going to
introduce
you later.
Yeah, you just can't walk right in while we're doing the structure show.
Yeah, we're talking to K-Mac
just
right
relax
now.
Your curl in your hair, brother.
This is my man, K-Mac. He's a writer, producer, songwriter, rapper. He wrote with Chris Brown.
Deuces.
Oh, Deuces. You got to get him up for that. Deuces.
Yeah. And no BS.
No BS. And
no
you work
BS. No bullshit.
Yeah, you can say bullshit.
Cuss. You can say nigga on here.
Yeah, you can say anything you want to. You can say hunky white bitch. Watch this. I just said it. And he worked with Chris Brown. He co-wrote, all wrote Deuces. Did you write or co-write?
I wrote and produced Deuces.
Damn.
Yeah
I want to ask you a question. All right, hold up. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
On the
here
serious
go.
Tip.
Here
no, really. Because you work with
it's
Chris
gonna
Brown.
It's going to be something about your
parents.
Yeah,
no, it's
not. Brown. No, you work with Chris Brown. And, you know, we hear about me being old and all that. But if an old cat had an issue and he was across from another man, we would say, hey, man, what's going on? That can't be a part of you. If you're going to walk with me. So did you and Chris have a conversation, because you're representing yourself as a well-behaved man.
Right.
Now you got this little punk who's sitting next to you and y'all in the studio. Did you have that conversation about
Chris Brown's an amazing artist. He's an amazing man.
Making money.
No, he's not an amazing man.
He's an amazing man. If you know him personally.
Okay, so what happened?
He's an amazing man.
So did you have a conversation?
He worked. He do music.
But wait, if he's such an amazing man and he slipped that one time, did you have a conversation, you being an amazing man too, saying, let's stay amazing?
I've been working with Chris for a year now, so.
So, and it never came up.
If you do the math.
Amen.
It happened before.
Let me tell you something. Right. Don't let Lewis Dick put you in any situation.
A.K.A. Suckalotta.
Suckalotta. Hey, man.
Who is this guy?
You been going to the gym. He ain't been to the gym.
Who is this guy?
Sis.
Who is this?
I've seen Lewis Dick with a wife beater. I've seen better muscles on the plate.
No, don't let him fool you. I played football, too. Division 3.
Yeah, back
I
football.
I was 25. No,
black
I ran a 5-5.
Skins.
First of all, is G thing trying to get his career going or what? Are we trying to help
hold on,
him?
Hold on for a second.
So,
what's going on? Hold on for a second. We're here to talk with K-Mac.
Thank you.
Talk about his music career. He's going to be performing at the Conga Room, LA Live with the Foxhole. Yes, he's going to be doing that Monday. Let's talk about that, because that's big out here in LA to be down at this room. It's a lot of cats come through there. I've seen Music Soul Child, Babyface, Shaka Khan, or was it Rafa Khan? They built the same. I don't know. Everybody was down there. Let's talk about you singing down at the Conga Room Monday night. Let's talk about that.
Well, one of the things I like about the Conga Room is it has real musicians and real musicianship.
Right.
And that's what a lot of the music is missing today.
Right.
And I heard some artists have a lot of trouble singing with the real instruments and the real band, you know.
Yeah. Sing
but
live.
I grew up singing in the church since I was
all right,
years
amen.
Old.
Let the church say
hold on. What kind of church?
Non-denominational.
Oh, non-denominational. Yeah. I was born and raised in God in Christ.
Yeah, it was in L.A.
What was your first church song you sang?
First church Let's hear song it. I sang. It was
Shut up, G thing.
Hey, we're talking to K-Mac.
That's what I'm saying.
What tell
him. We got the downside.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true.
Get the collection plates.
You know what's funny about that?
Hey, man, how old are you?
I'm 26 years old now.
You don't want you, Brandy.
I'm telling you, that's what you're
I had a crush on her since she was on Def Comedy.
Talk to the nickel.
She wasn't never on Def Comedy.
Yes,
you're thinking somebody else.
She
see?
No, you're thinking somebody that was
you're thinking somebody that was
she
funny.
She was on the P. Diddy one. What's that called?
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay.
When you took your weave off.
No, that's Tiffany Haddish.
No, that wasn't
That's
me.
Not her?
Nope, not me.
Oh.
Damn.
Trust me.
Damn.
Bless fuck up.
You don't even know you dead. From no one.
Well, we was talking to the Bless dude, and he won't be at the Conga Room this
Hey, it's a coming up because she had ass. You know, he probably just saw her from the back. I'm mistaking you for a lot of people, Brandon. I've been
you weren't no janky promoters.
That wasn't me.
You're cleaning it up now. That's good. That nigga quit.
She's on Cousin Skeeter.
That was me.
Hey,
you
so,
was?
So
no.
No. Oh, okay.
You still, because gospel music is my thing. Right. Yeah. Gospel music is my thing. I still get emotional. I watch Sunday Best and I get emotional off of gospel music. I just love it.
Why is
I love gospel music.
Johnny Mac,
ain't nothing wrong with that. You're going to get no argument out of me.
How do you have females at night on Saturday and then Sunday morning you're up talking to God?
What's
Where's the girl?
Wrong with having a female?
Well, who else is supposed to talk to God?
But that's, you can't do that.
Why,
you
can't,
Saturday
why can't you
night?
Not do it?
Who else?
You are doing nails on Saturday night, so be quiet.
He's the buff man nail, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Let's talk about my man K Mac.
K Mac, yeah. I'm gonna be quiet.
Yeah, we got the okay. We
should my mic be off?
Yeah. let's talk about K Mac. We came here to talk. Yeah.
Walk on back out of your career.
K Mac.
I'm right.
So
here.
You started doing music after your college situation in football. Was right. Did you go to a bowl when you was there?
Yeah, I went to the Holiday Bowl. Played against Vince Young, Texas Longhorns.
Did you start?
I didn't start until my senior year.
What year was that?
Worked hard. That was
07?
Yeah.
Because they went, okay, we'll talk about that later. So, yeah. The music career.
Right.
What do you want to do with it? Where do you want to go?
Lately been putting out a lot of mixtapes because, you know, with the downloading and the, what do you call it? When they stealing music.
Stealing music?
I should know
music.
It.
Yeah.
Illegal downloading, you know.
Right.
Music ain't been selling. So, a lot of artists have to put out the mixtapes to get your following up and then promote the albums that way. So, I've done a few mixtapes with Chris Brown, and I've been putting out my own as well. First one I put out was Uninvited Guest, and my most recent one was Pure R&B for the ladies, baby making music, and it's called The Eargasm.
So that okay, that's great.
It's just dropped.
So who
it's
do
free.
You who name some of your
influences?
Influences, great. I'm glad you helped me out with that.
I was
my GED don't cover three syllable words, but I'm glad
love,
you helped me out.
Vocally, I love Tank and Brandy.
Brandy McGee?
Thank
Brandy
you.
McGee?
No, Brandy Norwood.
Oh, Brandy Norwood.
Oh, I thought you
once again, he thought you was somebody else. shout out to the sister with no talent. Okay, keep going.
And ooh, also,
Brandy Norwood?
No, you.
How you going to do that to me, Jimmy?
Honestly, I got and was inspired to do music because of Tyrese. When I saw him do the Coca-Cola commercial, I was like, this dude came from where I came from. I could do it.
So you want to do a Pepsi commercial?
No. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. That's an endorsement.
I wanted to ask you on that. So there's a lot of young people in college right now. They get ready to get their degree, but they're feeling music the way you felt it. What was some of the first steps you took to head towards that dream?
I wanted to make sure I got my degree first and foremost, you know. And my
what was your degree in?
Grad social sciences.
I don't even know what
and
that
I
is.
And I have a double minor in comparative ethnic studies and music.
You know what's amazing about that? You have a double minor and he double dutches with his children. He's a W-dub champ. He went to Negro State. And he was a double dutch. We'll talk about that later.
Senioritis, though, my last year. I was just tired of everything. Tired of football, tired of school. Was ready to get down here and get after it. But I knew if it didn't work out, you need something to fall back on. You know,
really?
So.
Because you got something to fall back on, you won't put your heart and soul into it because you know you got something else to fall back on.
Right.
So, I mean, how did that work out? Because I have seen my man work. Like I said, he was up at Fox House 2 days in a row. The first night, we ain't going to talk about that. It was, you know, oral copulation going on.
What? Wait a minute.
Girls was handing out.
Thank you. You need
girls
to put
was
girls in
out.
There.
No. We think like men. We're not thinking like gay people. Girls was handing out fellatio martinis at random. We'll talk about that later. You are very talented. I'm not saying that because you're here, because I saw it with my own eyes, singing and with the rap thing.
Appreciate
you. And I still like, you know, I do like live music. Like at the Conga Room, a lot of people fail. It's not that they can't work with the musicians. They can't really sing live.
Without auto-tune, without all the, you know.
That's what I'm saying. How are you going to avoid that? I can't stand auto-tune. Let me tell you something, young man. Singing is always in style.
Right.
Everybody's album got all this auto-tune shit. What's going to happen when it's not... Blame it on the view.
I got the pleasure to
except
hang
for Jamie
Foxx.
Yeah, okay, get it right.
I got the pleasure to hang with Sean Stockton from Boyz II Men.
Uh-huh.
He came to the studio yesterday and hung out with me for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Played me some of their new material, no auto-tune.
Uh-huh.
And one of my partners, they said, y'all don't use auto-tune? He said, he got offended. He said, what? What the hell is that?
Yeah.
I don't use that.
Right.
And so, you know, that kind of inspired me. You know, maybe I need to, you know, make sure I go in there and start doing the natural thing. It's
right.
Still a few artists.
Now,
who
when
do.
You were up at Jamie's house, you didn't hear that.
Fox don't.
No, I'm joking. Nobody, everybody's scared to say something about Fox. So
you almost got fired. And shout out to my boy Fox. Just talked to him earlier. He's in South Africa right now,
right.
Working on a project, and he can be out there for like 2-3 weeks. And I'm gonna tell you what you don't know. He let these cats work in his studio.
Yeah.
For how much?
Free.
Thank
free
you so 99.
I know that.
You always try to shit on Fox.
I ain't always trying. I'm just telling the joke. You all just run from jokes.
Next week, we're going to have a mannequin sitting in your chair.
No, it's just that everybody, y'all just scared.
So do you feel like, you know, because you can't sing and you're not doing the auto-tune thing, that you're going to be, like, obsolete? You know, they think that you won't sell because...
Well, I think since I got my hands in so many different areas that
right.
I feel like, you know, I'm not letting them put me in a box.
Right.
So they're going to respect that. They're going to respect that. He's not following trends. He's trying to set trends.
And I wanted to ask you about the two little light-skinned bros that you had up at the house at the time. One of them was, she weighed 100 pounds.
I signed a paper that said I can't talk about.
That would be a non-disclosure agreement.
I got in a fight with the big dude with the gold
teeth. Yeah, I was there, yeah.
You seen that?
That's not really gold.
I can knock his ass out.
Those are not really gold teeth. Those are old cheese that he had.
Oh, yeah.
Can you fight?
Sign the paper. Do it look like I can fight?
I mean, a lot of people got arms. Don't even flex that.
Let's see if I can fight.
I got that, too. Don't even flex that. You gonna kill me.
Hey, I'm from Watts.
You know what it is?
Watts. Oh, then you gotta run.
Speaking of that, that's my situation. That's why my fucking hand is broke right now.
See, he tried to step to me the same way.
You broke your hand shadow boxing, Johnny Mac.
Yep. I was fighting your career, and I won.
At least I got a good licking.
But that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats. But you know what I did like about you? You did say, you know what? I signed a paper. If it's going to cause this much static, you know, because right now you got to start having agreements because people twist their ankle and try to sue. And people, one motherfucker, it actually happened, tried to dive in Fox's pool. But he dove in the 3-foot area. And he hit his motherfucking head on the bottom. Now, I can't even swim. And I know you can't dive in fucking 3 feet of water. I know that much. So he hit his head, and he got to screaming and complaining and say, hey, we might have to get sign some agreements that you can't sue up here. So that's what it was about. So he didn't know about the situation, and he said, you know what, if it's that serious, I sign it. Somebody's phone is going off. You want to stop that?
That's out there.
That's in there?
Yeah, hey.
It's throwing me off.
It's throwing you off?
I don't have this when I work with white folks.
I didn't have a problem signing the paper, but I had signed it like twice before.
Right.
Like, he just didn't know who I was.
Right.
He thought I was Tyrese stunt double or something. I was like, dude, I'm not signing it again. I'm familiar with the papers because everybody has them. It just protects you from girls who can say you did something or
do
whatever.
Do you get that a lot, Tyrese thing?
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
I used to get it.
You used to get it?
I used to get it a lot.
No, you got Josh Gibson, not Tyrese Gibson. They thought you was the old Negro League star, man. So where do we go from here? What we got to look forward to? We're going to drop one of your songs and – We're gonna play at 9,000.
I dropped two new videos because a lot of times when the new artists come out, you know the voice, but you're not familiar with the face.
Right.
So I try to put a face with the voice with the mixtapes. And I dropped two videos. One is called Fuck You Pay Me. The other
That's
is
a
called,
gospel song.
That's funny.
It's an offering song. And then the second one is called Guess Who? It's pure R&B.
Do you have a family or anything? Children, wife?
Yes, I have a daughter. She's 10 months old. Her name is Genesis.
Congratulations. Now, you with the mom?
I'm not with the mom. So but I take care of her.
Well, we know you do that because the government. But so why did you get with her and have sex if you knew you weren't going to be with her?
Well, I didn't get with her and say, let's have sex and then we're going to have a baby and then we're going to, you know.
I did. Happened?
No, I mean, seriously, because there's a lot of young men right now out there and a lot of us old folks would say, that's a mistake.
Right.
All right. You tell me what happened and how
exactly
it's not.
Exactly what happened with my
career.
You ain't
got to answer that if you don't want to.
No, I want to answer this. with my career, I knew I was not going to be able to be a one-woman man and be, you know, faithful. So I broke up with her before we even knew she was having a baby. When she did have the baby, I said, you know what? I want it to be our decision to keep the baby. I don't believe in killing it.
Good.
And we're going to, you know, raise the baby and make the best for the baby.
Well, nice. I would like to thank you for making me look like I ain't shit.
Hold on.
I'm going to put that out. Cause,
good for you, man.
Well, they cut the umbilical cord. That's why I usually break up with them. Like, hey, you know what, bitch? You make bad decisions. I'm out.
No, you said you broke up with her before you found.
Before, yeah.
So was she already pregnant when you broke up with her, or did you break up with her and then y'all started sleeping together again, and then she got pregnant?
You know, a brother gonna go back and double dip.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So y'all didn't even catch that, did you?
No, I caught that part. I was just glad that he's taking care of his child.
I broke up with her before we knew anything of that. So
and okay. He did the right thing. That's good.
Well, and then you doing
the right. I didn't chuck her the deuces.
Good. Okay.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. And he didn't.
Well, I know some girls you can say deuces to. Just let me know. I got some low self-esteem bitches that's willing to come through and do some sexual fulfilling, you know, just for the price of your record. Now, we want you to introduce his new song that he's going to drop. I want you to introduce the song you're going to drop.
Well, let me think.
Money on the Floor.
It's Money on the Floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's your song, ain't it?
This is a song, me. Like I said, I looked up to Tank. I had the pleasure of working with a lot of people that I look up to. This is Money on the Flow. Another club song about popping bottles.
Kevin McCall, T-Mac, Foxhole, Sirius, XM, 98.
T-Mac, K-Mac.
K-Mac, that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. That was my hipness was off. Sorry, K-Mac.
His hipness is always off.
Turn it up. Yo, we back. It's the Foxhole, baby. Sirius XM 98 is going down. We got superstars. This you too?
Nah, this Trey Songz.
Damn.
Okay.
Hey, now let's talk about your song. We got my man K-Mac here. We got a great friend of mine that just walked into the studio.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah. I saw him Tuesday do his thing.
Yeah.
Great show, Tuesday.
Man, I appreciate you
coming
out.
Love the slacks and a nice white shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm dead serious. I used to work on this TV show back in the day called Cuts with Marcus Houston and Shannon Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And I went out with the casting director for Paramount at the time. I took it to the Laugh Factory. And a lot of comics were doing their thing. It was funny as shit. But she didn't like none of them. She's like, no, it's not what I'm looking for. No, it's not what I'm looking for. I said, well, sweetheart, what are you looking for? Yeah. These guys are funny. She said, her name was Elizabeth. We call her Liz. She said, I'm looking for a star. These guys getting on stage like they just been out fixing cars
right.
all day. And they get on the stage with the same jeans and T-shirt. She said, Johnny Mac, I'm looking for a star.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about you on stage. You was funny as hell. You did your thing.
Yeah.
And you look like a star. But why you didn't help me when I was going to whoop that white boy for saying, nigga, nobody came back there and you let the white boy get out the back door? I didn't appreciate that.
You talking about Neil Brennan?
I don't know his name, but.
From the Dave Chappelle show.
I fucked it up.
Well,
because he said nigga on stage.
Right on stage.
And it got real quiet.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
Yeah.
And so I was offended.
Neil Brennan.
But I was going to let him slide with one or two, but he did like four, five nigga jokes.
No, he went in.
So I was hot.
Yeah.
Well, that was
called the DJ a nigga.
But that's how I blew it.
But that's
I went backstage behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And I screamed at him.
Yeah.
Before I got a chance to sock him. Yeah. I was going to punch him.
Yeah, you had your orders wrong.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, so when I say, who the fuck you calling a nigga, white boy, and he bust out.
Was he still on stage?
No, he was off stage. I was waiting for him.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him.
But Johnny Mac, let me ask you a question, Johnny
I should have punched him
yeah.
and then say, who you call a nigga, white
that's
boy.
That's the order. But,
my bad.
But, no, that's the problem.
And
you
right.
know that.
Yeah.
You from the hood. You know about orders.
But wait, let me ask you a question, Johnny
Mac. I fucked up.
Yeah.
As an artist, why are you going back there to fight him and make him stop saying the word when we say the word all the time?
Because that's what the fucks we do.
Yeah, I'm black.
You y'all know are what comedians. I mean? Y'all ain't supposed to be fighting.
We fucks up the most people in the city. And so that's what we do. You ain't never had a fight, Lewis.
Now, T thing. Was you
that, that's where you all missed the boat when you say that I've never had
now,
a
why
fight.
Why you bringing up slavery?
You don't know me.
You know what?
I'm not bringing up slavery, but I'm just telling you.
K-Mac, you did have a fight, Lewis. You fought your feminist side and you lost. Anyway.
This nigga here.
I was a very set of mind.
Get off his jaw.
Well, I'm a friend of his.
The joke was kind of funny, but not that funny.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't mind people laughing, but when a guest comes on and he's just on your jaw, oh, Johnny Mac.
You know this nigga.
Why you gonna shit on my joke?
Yeah. No, your joke is funny, Johnny Mac. But what I'm saying is that it's a little too much. He's just
all I'm saying to you is, Lewis, I don't like you.
Okay,
so when you don't like somebody, you don't give a fuck what they say. You could have said the most greatest joke ever. I will never laugh. Right now. actually hate you. You know what I mean? And if you had a car downstairs, I'd flat you goddamn tires.
Sorry, but you know, it's fine that you hate me, but and that really doesn't bother me. It usually bothers me when someone with talent hates you.
Yeah.
But you don't have any, and it's fine. Only thing
I see talking is your nose. I don't even see your lips moving.
You're sitting here with sunglasses on, and you're the lowest on the stardom pole here, and it's amazing to me. He's a star.
Yeah, he is a star.
And he doesn't have sunglasses on. Brandy is now getting auditions, and one day she's going to do well.
Hysterical.
Johnny Mack's a writer on TV, no sunglasses. Yeah. Me, I've been on TV, sunglasses.
You've been on radio. You did radio. It wasn't no TVs out when you
Johnny,
was doing.
Listen,
it
was. You started off radio. In a nail salon.
Niggas listen to you on
you
the, in the living room.
You have something to fall back on as a nail salon.
Yes.
So, and now you have our producer feeding you jokes. That's how sad you are.
Let me tell you something. No, I don't need.
When
let me tell you something.
Has to feed you
when
jokes.
When I tell you,
the same guy that went on stage with a towel waving it.
Yeah, I don't do that no more. But let me just say this
Thank
to you,
you,
though. Let me say this to you, though. Louis Dick.
it's Dick.
I know you just shaved today and the gray came right back. all I'm saying to you is it's over for you.
At least you know I wear my gray. You all run around with Just for Men in your hair as if you're not my age. And y'all, you and Speedy and all y'all need to
you
stop it.
And you and Bob Hope and all them niggas is the same age. You is a y'all don't know how old this nigga
is. Only thing
this nigga
is your age
born.
Is murder. That's how long you've been out.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I don't know if y'all know it or not. I'm gonna go and make the announcement. This nigga Louis Dix is 97 years old. You can tell by the way the nigga dress. Look at that. That nigga outfit. They trying not. He trying to hold this nigga on 9 different blues.
You know what's so funny? You.
All I know is a flea market mannequin naked as hell right now.
And in the Mexican neighborhood.
I'm glad you all are helping G-Thang. But I wish you the best, G-Thang, really.
I don't wish you the best.
I know, but see how I am? It's nothing like hosting the
Brandon
Comedy
McGee,
Store on Tuesdays.
Let's
I
hear
know
something from Brandon McGee. She got topics that she
worked
hard on that nobody listens to.
In the back of their head.
You know, let's talk about what Brandon McGee got.
And K-Mac, we ain't forgot about
totally
you.
Segue, I was actually chilling. Just entertained.
You should like
to
sing notes. Can you play piano?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why didn't you get the piano set up?
Well, he's so buff.
Don't worry, I'm gonna get you on the white show. Don't worry
arms.
About it.
You see how this nigga looking at your arms, okay? Louis Dick.
Man, look, ain't nothing gay here, homie. You gonna mess around, that shirt gonna get yanked off you, so you need to chill
out. I've been waiting to see that happen.
No, that ain't gonna happen. Yeah, that ain't gonna happen, homie.
I'm glad the video worked.
I'm an athlete.
Louis Dick got tank tops with the back cut out. He got back out tank tops.
Back out tank tops.
Here to save the day. Johnny
okay, Mark. I'm sorry, Brandy.
Go ahead, Brandy.
You guys are too much. I don't even know where we're going right now. Yes. Actually, this week was a really good week for the president.
Yes.
Finally, the Senate passed the bill to increase the debt ceiling.
And Democrats hated that.
Great.
And
yeah. Well, I mean, it was a compromise, but it was
the
great.
Democrats or the Republicans?
Well, Republicans got pretty much what they wanted, but the Democrats,
they had to compromise.
I mean, when I knew it was fucked up when Bill Maher went in on the president, and Bill Maher loves Barack.
Right.
I actually like the Bill Maher show. I tried to get
I
on
love
that.
Bill Maher
He's
show.
He's hilarious.
So I'm sorry to cut you off, but I just
But
thought
is it
that,
me? Does he like a little, he looked like a little wet rat.
No, but he loved black
radish.
Women. Yeah. Yeah.
He used today Superhand.
Well, I mean, but the Republicans was trying to cut out all the shit that black people like. I mean, Social Security, welfare, food stamps, the Monique
Kool-Aid
show.
No.
So you saying the Republicans are responsible for getting Monique off their ass?
Yes.
Let's keep it straight. Black people are not all on food stamps. It's more white people on food stamps than black people.
It's called a joke. It's called comedy.
Hysterical. But anyway, so the president must have been happy because it was all
Are you
this
doing
happened.
Comedy or tragedy? I can't. You throw me off.
That was hysterical.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, bro.
This
Go
was
ahead,
all
Brandon.
Right before his 50th birthday, which was yesterday. So happy
yes.
birthday, President
happy
Barack
yes,
Obama.
Yes,
we had all the black people at the house yesterday.
Every article that I've read about this mentions that he had chicken cooking at the White House.
Shit. What's wrong with that?
All ain't
out.
Nothing wrong with it, but I just thought it was interesting that they all noted that there was
he
chicken
a,
cooking
a,
at the White
a,
House.
A watermelon hunt in the backyard?
Now that's not
Now,
cool.
do you know out of the 100 years, I'm sorry, Brandon, out of the 100 years that the White House has been open, that Barack changed the bowling alley to a basketball court.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That was
no longer a bowling alley.
We heard that.
I heard he had the three-legged liquor bottle run. Nigga raced to the bottle of Boone's farm, and you know that's what I heard.
Is this what happened yesterday?
That's what I heard happened. He's black.
Nigga had T.I. and the Yin Yang Twins.
What else he had, Brandy?
We were just gonna talk about some of the things that he did for his birthday today. Louis Dix, you want to take it from here?
Well, one of the things, his daughter made it back from camp. She was away at camp, and she made it back for his dad's 50th.
Which daughter?
Which one?
The older
Sasha
daughter,
or Malia?
Malia, the older one. And, uh-huh. And he had a bunch of friends come over from Chicago to hang out at the White House. And just think of the treat that is for his friends to come in, you know, because they all have to be screened. They all have to get background checks.
Yeah, that's
so
a
they know what kind of blood type you have.
And I ain't talking about that day. Them niggas got background checks for that was months
in February.
Yeah, right. Them niggas got. Yeah, you yeah. gonna come? We gonna check your
you
shit
can't
out.
Go to the, you can't go to the White House, Johnny Mac.
Nah, if it had it in Tijuana, I got action.
Nah. And the interesting thing is, the people who really made out was the people who lived in his Chicago neighborhood.
Why is that?
Because that neighborhood is entirely blocked off forever now. Yeah. It's like a fort.
Yeah, they're trying to sell Barack. Barack really wants to sell.
So when he moves back home.
The neighbors next door to Barack wants to sell their homes because they tired of being asked, can we search you to get into their own neighborhood?
Yeah.
So all those people want to sell their house.
Hey, I'm from Richmond, California. I've been getting searched for years to get into my neighborhood. Deal with it, people.
Yeah, that's what we do. This is the goddamn president. We can't just let your ass stroll on the street.
Yeah, deal with it.
Talking about you want to cut grass.
I was DUI class president and my neighbors got searched.
And it's Hyde Park area, which has a historical.
Thought that was going to be a good joke. Maybe
which has a historical point to it, if anyone remembers.
It's okay. You had a Lou Dix moment.
What was Hyde Park was from, based in. Was the Lorraine Hansberry play? No, I'm not. This is something I enjoy. The Lorraine Hansberry play, "Raising in the Sun."
Oh my God!
They were moving to Hyde Park.
Yes,
and they couldn't get in that neighborhood.
Yes.
And now, isn't it amazing that somebody from the president of the United States? What was it? It was Hyde Park.
Lincoln.
That he lives in, or no? Hyde Park was where the play "Raising in the Sun."
Yeah, but that play got canceled.
Yeah.
It wasn't Lincoln Park.
Dave Talbot took over for that play.
Hyde Park, hilarious. Well, if you know, let us know. I believe "Raising in the Sun" was based in. They were moving to Walter Lena. Were moving to Hyde Park.
Let's wrap that subject up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, cool. What else you got, Brandon?
He on his
Hyde
phone.
Hyde Park, Lincoln Park.
Well, I guess we should just go right into what's happening in the celebrity world today, you guys. How about that?
It's great. Time for the what do we call this?
The celebrity get down.
Get down.
I don't need that.
Get down. Oh, come on. That,
if I had a small caliber pistol right now, Lou Dix.
If I just had a knife, I'd shake the shit out the nigga.
Well, listen, that's a get down was a song.
I'm
providing the theme.
I had some chicken with some salmon.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Hysterical. Speaking of, anyway, so.
Down right there. Down,
there you go. Now, yeah. See? Get down.
He know all the words. Did you write this?
No way. It's no deuces, but it does well.
Not really. Keep going, Brandon McGee.
Alrighty. So, if you guys weren't watching Good Morning America on the East Coast this morning, then you would have got a little taste of Nicki Minaj's nipple. She was performing on Good Morning America this morning live, and she had a little nipple pop outage.
Yeah, I heard it looked like Janet Jackson's nipples, baby.
It was actually.
I messed that up.
All your jokes you messed
Lewis
up.
Dix, but you messed it up.
That was a good joke in '87, though.
Yeah. No, that was a good joke. Yeah.
So her nipple popped out. I mean,
he's
is that
still
really
trying it too.
Is that really astonishing?
No, I mean, it was just a wardrobe malfunction, and considering that she had on a tank top that cut right off.
I
want to
see the ass.
But here's the funny part, though. Everybody seen Nicki Minaj's nipples. So
I
that
haven't.
Shit was.
You seen it?
Well, yeah, I seen the porn tape.
She had a porn tape?
You had a porn tape?
Oh, y'all serious? I'm selling them. I sold them at the comedy store last Tuesday.
Why would someone?
You sell them two for a nipple?
That was the Bud Light joke of the day.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
She had a porn tape?
I didn't know Nicki Minaj
had
porn tape.
All these hoes got porn tape.
My man, he's into the hip hop and R&B world. Did
she have one?
I didn't hear about him.
K Mac, what?
K, you in the motherfucker?
Send me the link.
K said, send me the link. That nigga got computer ready.
Would you ever do one, man?
I would never do a porn.
Thank you.
I'll do it with a mask on.
Well, he's
you talking about that one that you already did, right?
No, R. Kelly did that.
You would know if I did a porn.
Whoa, all right, underlay.
What?
Nothing wrong with a porn tape.
Nothing wrong. It helped a lot of niggas' careers. And I can
lot of ladies.
A lot of ladies' careers.
Yeah.
A lot of ladies come up, Brandy.
No, it did.
I haven't
I got some
one.
Empty
Kim
film.
Kardashian wouldn't have a dime because she got about as much talent as a hamster.
FYI, really quickly, we're going to briefly go back to the debate that they were having. And Lou Dix said it was Hyde Park. Guy Black said it was Lincoln Park. And white boy intern Jesse said that it was Washington Park.
You know the white boy, though.
I don't know white if Jesse's boy, no. right. Yeah, I don't know if Jesse's right.
Why do you? Well, why do you even on, question?
I believe Lou Dix because he majored in stupidity in college.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
Well, because Walter Lee said we're moving to.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay, Lou Dix.
Too many colors in your shirt.
Yeah, you've been wrong. You've been wrong
before. It's a checkered shirt.
Yeah, and you should have some goddamn checkers on it. because that's how ugly it is. You should burn.
Hey,
that
let's
dick.
Continue in the celebrity get down because I know G Thing's not in it.
Well, you know you ain't in
go
it.
Ahead, go ahead.
What else you got, Brandon McGee? Don't get
staying on Nicki Minaj, recently the Dallas police has released a recording of a 911 call that was made on the day that she was in. She was allegedly attacked by her boyfriend or assistant or whatever it was. Now, initially in July 12th, when that incident happened, she tried to say that it didn't happen and that the media was overreacting. Well, they have released the tape, and you can actually hear her or who was supposed to be her in the background.
Stop, nigga, stop! put my nipple back in! My booty popped out!
I think that's a tragedy. I don't think a man should be jumping on a woman. There's never a need or a necessity for me to overpower or jump on a female. That's not cool.
No.
And I don't think it's cool for them to release your 911 tape. Some things just got to be personal and private.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be a newsworthy event that I had to call 911. I think it's just getting too much media, too much fucking Facebook and all these other Twitter shit. I think the 911 should be held in record for only the cops to hear.
Yeah.
Because she might have a case and you just damage the, you just fuck up the evidence.
Yeah. Well, she tweeted, "Please get off my penis." Yesterday,
her what?
Okay.
Her penis.
Yeah. That was her Twitter response. I guess
she need a publicist so she wouldn't say, because we've never seen her naked. You shouldn't say penis in reference to a woman.
Maybe that's why she had to pop the nip today.
You know what? Let's go back to being. Oh, I'm gonna let you finish. We're gonna talk about that later. Let's go back to being men and women, gentlemen and ladies.
Wrong.
It's too much, and I hope you back me up on this. The young folks, it's too much nigga shit.
Yeah,
I can't take it.
I can't take
it. It's too much nigga shit. You trying to out-dumb the next person to show that you are more down and more of a nigga than the other person.
Right.
Cut it out.
I'm doing an audition. I'm in an audition for this TV show, and this girl came in, and she was down around the table, terrible, and she said, they didn't want no real niggas in here. No, bitch, we want actresses.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We don't want you to really shoot nobody. We want you to act like you can shoot somebody.
But we
don't really want a convict. We want you to play like you're a convict.
And how the fuck
it's
you get
too
in this
much. Yeah, I'll call you. I'm hit you.
Yeah,
I'm
because
you.
We keep praising these idiots. Every time they do something good, we praise them and put them on and give them a TV show or give them a record deal or give them a reality show.
It's just too much.
I just don't like motherfuckers who get famous because they got way more Twitter followers than everybody else.
Yeah, like you get a YouTube, like even this guy. Oh, it's you. Okay, with the YouTube stuff.
This nigga ready to kill the guest.
Is that comedic timing, Lude?
Damn, Lewis.
I thought you was going to talk about Lewis Diaz. Somebody.
K-Mac did a video with a muscle suit on. He was like, these muscles ain't big enough. I need some bigger muscles for my video. We're going to take a break. Come right back in 2 minutes at the Foxhole Sirius XM 98. It's going down. We got G-Thang. We got K-Mac. We got my girl Brandon McGee. I don't like the way she's dressed today. We got my man 10 Grand Lou Dix. And of course, I'm Johnny motherfucking Mac.
Mac.
I always look good. We'll talk about that later. We'll be right back.
The Foxhole.
We're coming back. It's the Foxhole, baby.
Yeah.
And this is crazy. Every song I hear, I ask K Mac, did he write on this?
I like this song.
I think we're going to leave out here with a great publisher. Like, yeah, I know that.
Yeah. That's a nice groove.
I wrote on the National Anthem. I wrote the Star Trek.
Yeah, hilarious.
I like National Anthem. I wrote Thriller.
What's your biggest song that you wrote on? Deuces? Can't get no bigger
song,
than that.
I would say Deuces, Yeah, Three Times.
What is Yeah, Three Times?
Yeah, Three Times. It's like a Euro overseas song.
Yeah,
Chris
I don't have a passport.
I did One Night Stand with Carrie Hilson.
I had a one night stand last night. It was crazy.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
With the white lady.
No.
White women do fuck fast. Yeah. But go ahead. That's another story.
They fucking black girls negotiate. I mean, what I'm gonna get?
Yeah,
bitch, you can get a free tank of gas. Then get on in this house,
and
man.
Not all the way filled up. Come on, bitch. No, it's not that kind of
thing. I fill it up if it's 87. If it's 91, no, you can't.
No, you can't fill up. Nothing after 90.
You don't need to be putting 91 in the Focus. You
Why
need
do you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What about you, Lucas?
Diesel fuel.
What about me? What?
You fill up girls' gas tank?
Do I fill up girls' gas? I don't get on all that. I got a really nice person that I have.
Oh, you don't
want really nice.
She's really nice.
Like 5'4"9. I mean, really, I'm in a like great place. I was married for 16 years. Yeah. That worked.
No,
for
it
a minute.
So you're dating a hand puppet now. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
No, you guys find it, you know, it's like G Thing. I don't know if you've ever been married. It's obvious. I don't know. You did her nails. Or I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if you have any children. Do you have any children?
I don't have any, Lewis.
Okay, so you really don't have any responsibility.
Because I got a lot of responsibilities, but I'm going to be honest with you. I just think that when I look at you, I don't see anybody dating you. And I think that
nobody is alive.
And if you're listening to Louis Dix right now on the radio, please, ma'am, kill yourself. Because you got no reason to date this bum that's next to me. The only thing he got is a half a Mac computer.
Was that a joke?
Yeah, it was a joke.
Well, all right, keep that's going. Cool. You know, I wish you the best, G-Thing.
You keep on saying that, but you really don't.
No, I do, because you're not in my lane, so it's fine.
Not at all, because I'm too much younger than you, and you are more Samuel Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, that area.
Yeah, I know you're trying hard. That's cool. Well,
you're more like in a Booker T watch.
I want to ask.
I was thinking Booker T.
I want to ask K-Mac. I do want to ask K-Mac because yeah. I think you're. You went to college. Right. You got your degree. Yeah. You made a conscious choice because you said you were tired.
I pledged Omega Psi Phi.
Oh yeah, I heard that too. Yeah, somebody got excited.
Tattoos. We just had our 100-year anniversary, so root to the cube.
Was that the first? You're the first, right?
Omega. First what?
Omega's the first.
This nigga don't.
No,
I don't know. The alphas.
Our best.
Why
the best?
Is he doing questions? He don't even know how to
keep
answer.
Going, Dave. Right,
listen. So listen. What I wanted to ask. I appreciate that you. But in that point, you talked about it as a senior. You got tired.
Yeah.
Right.
What helped you say I got to get over this hump? Was it your thinking about your parents, or did you go see a teacher, or what did you do?
You
just start learning yourself. The older you get, I mean, you think you're grown at 18 because technically they say you are. Then you become 21, you say, oh, you look back, I wasn't grown. Then you get 25 and you're like, dang, I was dumb.
Right.
Dumb as hell.
Oh, wow.
So
wait till you get 30.
I was just.
Yeah, then you just become a.
And then when you get Louis Dix age.
If I look as good as you at 30, then I'll be blessed.
Oh, but, he tried to hit it.
That's how you do it, boy.
That's how you do it, B. Hey, I'm gay.
Well, you got a future. That boy got a future.
Trust me, K-Mac, you've had better. Keep going.
So, you know. I just started learning, you know, I did this for my parents. They pushed me to do sports, you know. I thank them for it because it taught me discipline, X, Y, Z.
Right.
Then I said, you know, it's time for me to start doing something for me.
Right.
And what I love to do was music. So
let me ask you something. Jay, do you think you ever go towards the acting career part?
Yes.
I think you definitely. No homo, but you got a great look. I see Fast and the Furious 7 for you. So you just drive the motherfucker car real fast.
But that's how you can be snowboarding by the time you get to 7.
Yeah, that's
true. Can you say homo in a bright green shirt? You can't say no homo.
Are you looking at
it? Yeah,
here's my question.
Why is your glasses homo on the back of your head?
I know. K-Mac, I know you're about to do the Conga Room Monday night. I know you're about to kill it.
Right.
Can we get a sneak preview of what song you're going to do? Something that can turn Brandy McGee on. Or get Louis Dix loose. I don't know.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
Hey, Louis loves music.
No, don't even go down the road.
He loves music. Hey, I love Maxwell. I can't front. I'm a serial Maxwell. I've been like.
Not quite.
No, that was Maxwell Howe. you went back to the old Sanka area.
Yeah.
So can we get a sneak?
Hair on his head.
We got the Eargasm mixtape that just dropped. You can get that free on datpiff.com.
No, what are you going to sing at the Conga Room?
What am I going to sing? We want some live.
That's why I didn't want to get it.
Give it to him, K. Get them niggas something. You want the band? Get the band.
Okay, well, I'm going to sing something for the ladies. Yeah, you know, ladies is tired of the let me fuck you, let me do this and that. Yeah. They want some love songs.
Give it to them, K-Mac. I'm
going to sing a love song.
Sing a love song.
Are they tired?
A fit Luther.
Coming to the stage. Y'all show your love.
He going
to
sing us
at the Conga Room Monday night.
Foxhole Live.
Fuck, K.
Is he auditioning?
He going to sing us out.
Lately you've been questioning if I still see you the same way. Through these trying years, we gonna both physically change. Don't you know you'll always be the most beautiful woman I know? Let me reassure you, Brandy, that my feelings are truly unconditional. See, I love you when your hair turns gray. Girl, I still want you if you gain a little weight. Just a little weight.
Just a little bit.
Girl, the way we are is never gonna change. It's as long as your love don't change. Oh.
That's K-Mac.
The next part would be like
that
this.
That was a remix.
That's K-Mac.
The next K-Mac part was there. I was there for you when you gave me an STD. I will love you if you don't get it clapped. Brandon, let me know it's pure. That's the Foxhole. My man K-Mac. Your album going to drop when?
Next week.
My album.
Oh, your song?
I got more mixtapes to do. I got to get my followers up. Matter of fact,
how many
follow me.
You got on,
you know, follow me at Kevin McCall on Twitter. You know, you'll find out at KevinMccall, like Quincy McCall on what's that? Loving Basketball.
That's what you do.
Anyway,
never watched.
Yeah.
You find out about updates like the club I'm doing tonight, Cabana.
Oh.
If you want to know the info, follow me on Twitter. I follow back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to follow you.
Follow me.
Follow you back. I'm going to follow all
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you. I'm about to follow you right now to the car to get some gas.
G-Thang, where can we find you, baby?
You can find me this week. I'm in town. But you can follow me on Twitter, number 2 G-Thang, and on Facebook, Gary G-Thang Johnson. I got 46 followers right now. I'm trying to get 47.
Brandy McGee, where can we find you, baby? And good luck on your audition.
Yes.
I hope you get it.
Well, thank you so much. And I will be coming over to your area to audition.
And I will be coming.
We all coming.
I'm going to go audition with Johnny Mac a little bit later on in the week. And you can find me online at Brandy McGee, BrandiMagee, and on Facebook.com/BrandyMcGee.
Brandy, dude.
Well, good luck. Lou Dix, yeah, where you going to be, baby?
And
congratulations on your son going to school.
Monday, I am on a plane with my son, delivering him to Morehouse. For his football season, he starts football.
Congratulations.
6'4", 185 wide receiver. He is starting.
Congratulations on some real talk on that.
Thank you.
6'4", 195?
6'4", 185.
185?
Yeah, that's what's up.
185.
What's his 40 time?
His 40 time right now is 4.5. He's slow.
That's big.
That's not slow at all. Emmitt Smith ran a 4.6.
Yeah, but that was
it. But he was a running back.
All right. But Lou Dix, LEWDIX, at Lou Dix. That's my Twitter. And congratulations to all the parents who are delivering their kids to college. It's the best thing, and I finally get a room back.
Well, they'll be out in about another month.
And, of course, I'm Johnny motherfucking Mac. I'm working on a brand-new TV show. And I'm sorry. Make sure you catch the TV show I worked on. It's In the Flow with Afion Crockett. It airs August 14th on Fox Television Network. Jamie Foxx, executive producer. Marcus Keene, executive producer.
Yeah.
And I was one of the writers on the show. Me, Chris Spencer. Afion Crockett did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Make sure you tune in August 14th.
On the network.
It's a Sunday night at 9 o'clock, next Sunday, 9 o'clock on Fox Television
Network.
Jay,
you be working, boy.
I do work. I'm on a new TV show. We're going to talk about that later. And all my family and friends, you can follow me at JMUTHAFNMACK. It's Johnny motherfucking Mac on Twitter. Hey, I'm hiring. Come down to my auditions. I'm hiring niggas. People with talent, you can always come down to my show. It's going to go down.
Johnny
That's
Mac.
It, the Foxhole. Sirius XM 98.